T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Following is a special KMOX sports presentation.
It's always good every time you show up here early in the year and see the crowd all excited.
Live from the Hyatt Regency at the Arch St. Louis, it's the 24th annual Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up.
It's a great time here.
Sponsored by Overhead Door Company of St. Louis, the genuine, the original. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Kicking off our third hour here at the Cardinals Winter Warm-Up, and we will be here until 2 o'clock. Klaib's going to take over at 1 o'clock, wrap up the final hour for us. Tom Ackerman with you, and it is great to be joined live by Cardinals manager Mike Schilt, dropping by. I understand we're going to be doing our show again this year.
Yeah, I can't wait, Tom. It's exciting. I loved it last year, and looking forward to this year.
We're going to have a good time together. I like visiting with you. I told you this a whole bunch. If you weren't the manager of the Cardinals, I think, you know, and if you were just somebody that I got to know talking ball, you know, that I think seeing you as a human being and just loving the game, I see that baseball fan in you. You know, yeah. you really deep inside love the game. You have all this responsibility. We all know that. You're the manager of the Cardinals. But I think deep inside, you just love the game of baseball and always will.
Yeah, no, Tom, that's what got me here, you know, and then that's what makes me love this area so much and value and be grateful for being a St. Louis Cardinal. And then, all, you know, clearly now being the manager. But I felt like that the last 17 years being a part of this organization. And because just people here, they love the game. There's a serious passion and love for the game of baseball. And enthusiasm for it, and I just love being a part of it. I love interacting with our fan base, and really we just share the same thing as far as you know, just a passion and love for the game.
There's a great love for the game in this room, that's for sure, and especially with these kids. I think that's an important thing, is teaching these kids. And look, there's a lot of stuff in the news right now about the game and about sign stealing and about cheating and integrity. I think it's really important that this game has lasted a long time. It's been around since the 1800s,
right,
to teach kids that this game it was built on integrity. That
that's
this
right.
game was built on the proper way to play it, and that's a responsibility really of all of us to tell the story of the game.
That's right. We're stewards of the game, you know, and you know, I've always felt sincere about it, and I've been modeled in our organization about how to be a good steward for the Cardinal organization. Taking that one step further and really. It's the ability to make sure that young people, and really anybody, but especially the young people, understand that integrity is important. One of the things that we love about the game of baseball is it the challenge of how hard it can be, and so it mirrors life. And there's so many life lessons in baseball and how you deal with certain things, how you react to things. And it's important that we are able to model what that looks like, and integrity is very important to me, because the only thing you have in the day is really your character. And how you treat people and you know, us being responsible to show young people how to compete the right way and how to go about yourself and still be vulnerable. I mean, you know, I've had my moments where, you know, things have happened I'm not typically proud of, but I owned up to. And you know, we're not perfect, and that's the way we're built. But ultimately, it's about, you know, it's a kid's game, and we have a responsibility to continue to grow and foster and make the game better than when we found it ourselves.
I just got off the Cardinals caravan. I had Jack Flaherty and Tyler Webb, Justin Williams, and our great alums, Scott Terry and Bo Hart. One of the questions, a great group. We really had fun. We went to Memphis and Jonesboro and Dyer County High School.
Love it.
And we had a blast. And one of the questions from the kids was, what's Mike Schilt like to play for? What's he like as a manager? Directed at Jack. And Jack said, he's very chill. And I love it, you know, and then, but I think, and he expanded on that and talked about your demeanor, I think, is very rewarding for them. I think, you know, baseball, man, it is a grind, but a lot of things happen up and down, and you have to be able to manage these are human beings, right. And everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And you have to be consistent with your message, but also put them in a good place. That's not easy to do while also driving them at the same time.
Yeah, we do it together, you know, and ultimately it's a player's game. And you know, we have an obligation to prepare and put them in good spots and be organized for them and prepare them individually, collectively, have you know, encouraging conversations, have challenging conversations. But ultimately, it's a player's game. And, you know, once that game starts, we let him play, you know. So Jack's an easy guy to be chilled with. You know, he's a great talent, and he's very intentional about getting the most out of his ability, and he's receptive to us giving our suggestions. But we also work with our guys, and I think that's ultimately the best way to practice.
If you had this club right now ready to go 2020 opening day, what do you like about them, and what encourages you about the NL Central champions moving forward?
I love the experience of our group. I love the commonality of, you know, it's a group that's very sincere about wanting to be great, wanting to win a World Series. And so, you know, if you don't have that as a starting point, you know, you're fighting a serious uphill battle. But the experience part to elaborate on is, you know, if you look up now, we have a nucleus of guys that have been together for a period of time. I mean, you have your pillars of, you know, Yachty and Waino and, you know, Carp and guys like that. But guys also with a lot of time in the league, the Andrew Millers and Dexter and, you know, people on those lines. And then you look up and, you know, Colton broke in 2013. We're in 2020. He's got a lot of time now. Paul DeYoung's going into his fourth year. Bader's going into parts of his fourth year. You know, Jack's clearly had time. Dakota's now got more experience. You know, Tyler O'Neill's been up and has more experience. Tyler Webb, you mentioned, has got a couple years experience. Gallegos has now been with us a year. You know, Carlos has been with us since 2013 and has continues to mature, and it looks great, by the way, yesterday when I saw him. So Miles Michael's going in his third year and done a nice job for us. So, you know, just as this continuity, our staff's been together now for a while, and we continue to grow and look to evolve and look to be the best at getting better, and that's what this group's looking to do. And, you know, so you're always looking from that lens, and you can draw from those experiences but still stay hungry. I think that's a great, great mix.
You have a club that has, again, that great defense and pitching and the offense. That's just a matter of, I guess, staying consistent with the message from Jeff Albert. I mean, he's the hitting coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. I mean, it's really, you know, we talk about things working in synergy, and we talk consistently about, rightfully, about player ownership, and that doesn't alibi my job or any of the staff job. But Jeff's job is to work with the group, and which he's done, create more clarity about how we compete, and which has been taking place, but also get that feedback from our players individually, how they need to compete, what they need to do, how they need to do it. There's so many tools out there, as you know, Tom, that are used now that are wonderful, but you know, there's a lot of them, you know, as far as the different ways to think about the technology and measurables and analytics, and just making sure we continue to understand how that best works and for guys individually. And so it's just that constant communication and synergy. And I can confidently tell you we've had a really positive all season with our guys and what that looks like for us and how we're going to compete and how we're going to use all these different things to be more efficient.
Mike
and consistent.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the consistency is all about – was that I know that it was a tough ending, not being able to hit like that against Washington, but that postseason up until then was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
I mean, it was a blast.
I mean, you beat the Atlanta Braves in their place and did it with a club that played kind of like playoff baseball the entire second half of the season. I mean, you how did you turn that thing around? I know that it takes everybody, but how did that team make it happen and overtake the NL Central?
Yeah, you know, Tom, I didn't view it, nor did anybody else in our group, as any form of turnaround. It was really just a continuation of evolution of us being consistent with our preparation and how we played. And you know, listen, we were at the division towards the All-Star break where, you know, we were one or two games, you know, away from being in first place, and it felt like we were, you know, 40 games back. So I didn't feel like we were in a really tough spot. We all felt we knew we had more in us. We knew we hadn't clicked, which was very, very right word would be, you know, gave us confidence, you know, and allowing us to continue to move forward, not overreact or underreact to what was going on. Just continue to stay with the process and how we were doing it. And you know, when you say stay in the process, that doesn't mean stubborn, like this works and we're just not going to change. No, we adapt. And we made some adaptions, but there wasn't a huge adaptions, and we felt good about what that looked like. And then, you know, just a matter of continuing, like I mentioned earlier, about the experience and continuity. And if you think about it, and of course I have, is you're talking about a lot of staff members in their first opportunity with the organization, and still guys figuring out, especially on the pitching side, what that looked like with Jack, you know, still getting his footing a little bit, but was clearly getting it. Dakota just getting his footing and you know, so forth. But anyway, we looked up and then the pieces continued to fall into place. We were intentional about using our energy in the right direction, and then it took off. And then, like I said, it was fun, blast, great year. Enjoyed it. The division, you know, division series was wonderful. And, you know, we ran into some pitching that, quite honestly, didn't, you know, in a short window of time, it's, you know, it happened. They pitched really well, played really well, and they won a World Series. So, tip of the hat, and not an overreaction to it, but, you know, obviously want to be better and more consistent.
Cardinals heading into 2020 as one of the favorites in the National League, certainly. Mike Schild is with us. Mike, it was the NL Manager of the Year. I mean, you won it, and I know that it was an emotional time, and it's just been really a big family year for you. I mean, you had, I'm sure, an emotional 2019, and it ended up with an engagement. I mean, that is just what a special time it is in your life right now.
Yeah, it's been Tom. It's my responsibility is to be the manager of the Cardinals and be up front, and I'm comfortable with that. You know, the personal side of it. You know, it's not about me. You know, winning the award was really special for us. You know, it's truly an organizational award, and it's representative of a wonderful staff and ultimately a really, really good team, you know. So that was a really, and we were able to share and enjoy that together, which meant a lot. You know, my mom passing was, you know, obviously, and I appreciate you showing up for that service. That meant a lot to me. You know, that's a tough time. You lose your mother. And then I'm engaged to a wonderful girl. Michelle's, you know, special. And I'm blessed to have her in my life. And, you know, it's you know, you have seasons of life, and this has been one of them. And you know, I'm excited about what the future brings on all levels.
When do you head down to Jupiter right after this?
So just came back from Jupiter with some of the meetings we had with some of our field staff. I'm going to go to Jupiter a week from today, and spend a week. And then I'll come back to North Carolina, and then I'll go back about 5th or 6th and, you know, be there for good. But had multiple times down there, and I know we're in a really good spot to have another successful start to our season.
And I appreciate you taking this time. I know you're about to go sign some autographs, and you also just met with the media. How'd that go? You know, press conference?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I enjoy. I really sincerely do. People ask me that, you know, fairly frequently. Mm-hmm. What's it like working with the media? And you know, first of all, it's part of my job. But you know, it's a conduit to our fan base and to our you know, our brand of the St. Louis Cardinals, and I work with a media group that's respectful and appreciative of, you know, and I'm respectful and appreciative of them. So, you know, they have a job to do, and I enjoy it.
And you have a lot of players that you get to visit with, and we're about to visit with one right here. The big fella, Jack Flaherty, is going to step right in just a little bit. He's coming up next on KMOX. Mike, we appreciate this very much. I love just sitting here chatting with you, almost sometimes as if there's nobody else around. It's two dudes talking. So
yeah.
Appreciate it. We're going to catch up in Florida. I'll be down there the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. And then the season's right around the corner.
All right, Tom. Always a pleasure. Have a blessed day.
Good to see you, too.
Right, yes, sir.
Cardinals manager Mike Schild on KMOX. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.